Another Saturday, sickly Saturday morning for the two of us, and it's now time for Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom.
Ah, that's right. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening.
What's wrong with your voice?
Oh, I'm sick.
Oh.
You know, all the kids just keep bringing it home over and over and over again. What are you going to do?
What happened? Is it the throat thing?
Oh, this time it's just a really, bad sore throat, congestion. I'm sure I sound like I'm talking through my nose.
They go to school. you expect them to bring home homework, but they bring home
bugs, viruses. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we're going to get through this today because the Credit Cowboy's here. Right?
That's right. He is. And he's going to be part of our Homebuyer Workshop 105. Can you believe it? We're on to our fifth one already.
Wow.
But he is going to be with us live and present tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. on YouTube. And we're going to be talking all about credit and credit repair. So we're going to be working together today and getting that all ready for everybody. So if you guys want to tune in, make sure that you check out our YouTube page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and set your reminder. The Workshop 105 is already there. You can't watch it because it is holding the space and time, the link for us for tomorrow morning. But there is a reminder button. You can click on the little bell and it will actually send you an email from YouTube about 30 minutes before we start so that you guys don't miss us. But we'll be talking all about credit repair. So we've got the Credit Cowboy in the house.
That's sort of like today's theme for today's show too, is credit.
Credit. Yeah, I think that that's a great idea. I mean, I said in the show last week, what are the most important things that come from an actual mortgage? And, you know, those things are, you know, your credit, down payment and closing costs. Those are some pretty important pieces. And then obviously income. So, you know, I'd say that those are probably the most important pieces of the process that we need to make sure that we focus on for each individual person. And credit, though, if you don't have credit, you're not getting a loan. So it's kind of a real big deal.
And we are answering the phones, even though we're a little under the weather today. So you can
we are
call.
Answering the phones. I've got the mortgage dad here and waiting for those calls
to ring.
Are you
going to make him answer
I'm going to actually make him answer it. Yeah,
I think it's her voice. That's what mom does.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be back again tomorrow at 11 a.m. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we, you know, we're prepared and hold back a little bit of energy for that. So
then you want me to say the number in the text? Fine. 844-935-3634. That's 844-935-3634. And also text the word mom to 474747 on Mortgage Mom Radio. We've got a lot of show today. Three big things, I guess. We're talking about credit. So we're going to have Team Whitney on.
Yeah, so Team Whitney is credit is going to be with Steve Altonian, our credit cowboy.
All right.
Then we'll have Danielle Whitney on because we're going to be talking about an event that she's doing, and she invited me to. And I thought that it was so important that I wanted all of my listeners to be invited and to be able to participate. So we'll be talking to her about that.
It sounded really good to me. She had me with beer.
Yes, there will be beers involved. So you can't get better than that.
The Credit Cowboy, we're going to do a little preview of the workshop.
Yeah, we're going to give a little teaser of the workshop that we're going to do tomorrow. We've got, you know, we're actually working on recording that right now. So
I'm glad you wore your cowboy boots today.
Uh-huh.
That's a good touch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good day.
And lastly, but not leastly, it's about Stagecoach coming up.
That's right. So, you know, we've got, we were generously offered this pair of tickets to Stagecoach from Go Country.
We tried to keep them. But
we did try to keep them and wouldn't let me have them, but that's okay. I'll be there too, so I'll find you, but they didn't let me actually keep them. So Go Country 105 has been generous enough to offer us two tickets to Stagecoach for us to give away, and we will actually be doing that as we're going through these workshops. You know, we're wanting people to learn. We're wanting them to listen. They're going to be getting us all of their questions. We're going to be picking our favorite question, and we will be choosing a winner for Stagecoach. So
we had some really good ones last go around too.
We did. We absolutely did. And we're going to give those away. Let's see. We've got next weekend. This weekend, this Sunday, is our credit repair with Credit Cowboy. Then next Sunday will be with Jeffrey Prang, the Los Angeles County tax assessor. The workshop will be talking all about your taxes, how to save money on your taxes, and things of that nature. Very important piece of the process. Then the following weekend, we will be talking about what's the best way to choose your, you know, real estate agent, what questions should you be asking, what's important to know, what's important information to give the real estate agent. So we'll be talking about that. So by the time that we finish this up, which I think we've got about 5-6 weeks left of workshop, then we will be taking all of the questions that we have received starting last week, and we will pick our absolutely favorite question, and then we will announce the winner for the 2 tickets of Stagecoach. So if you have not already, make sure that you guys are following our workshops. You know when the last workshop is. You've got to be streaming with us during
on YouTube.
On YouTube with the premiere. Premieres every Sunday at 11 a.m. So if you actually go to YouTube and look up Mortgage Mom Radio, subscribe to the channel, and you'll
know. It's cool. There's a chat window that pops up when you're watching.
It is. When we're doing the premiere, yeah. There's a chat window that pops up, and you can ask as many questions as you want. Those are all of the questions that we're going to write down. We're going to take people's names, and we're going to choose our final winner for the 2 tickets to Stagecoach from that. And we've got, like I said, we probably have 4 or 5 weeks left of this workshop. So at the end of it, we'll be done with home buyer workshop. And if you haven't watched the beginning episodes, you should go back and watch all of those, get all caught up. It's the best education you could possibly you get. You know, you're getting it, and you're getting it in doses, and you can watch it as you go, but you really do learn something good. So we'll be.
What do we call it last week? Meat? The meat? We got good.
It was
meat.
The meat and potatoes, yeah. Of the process. You know, so Facebook is cool because, you know, we can keep you up to date. And when we release podcast episodes, you can just click. But Facebook's really more of a scrolling type of social interaction, you know. YouTube is where you go to learn things.
Yeah.
And so YouTube is really the meat and potatoes of the business. It's what we do. And it gives me the time that I need to devote, you know, to each individual video. So, you know, YouTube has really become, I think, a really great vehicle. I mean, when Barry, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You want to figure out how to do something. Where do you go?
I go on YouTube always.
Always. That's like my new Google. You know, uh-huh. How do I fix my PowerPoint? How do I record the PowerPoint for everybody to watch? How do I?
That's where I learned right from wrong is on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. YouTube's absolutely amazing. Uh-huh. So it gives me the opportunity.
How do you think we're doing this from here, this radio show?
Right.
Here? I learned on YouTube how
on
to
YouTube.
Plug all these things together.
You learned how to be my producer from YouTube.
Yeah.
I love it. But you guys check it out. Go to Mortgage Mom Radio, the channel, and subscribe to the channel so that you can follow that. And by the time we finish up our workshop, not only will you guys be educated and ready to go buy a home, but you could also be the winner of 2 tickets to Stagecoach. So make sure you guys follow us, but we've got some great workshops coming up this weekend. Like I said, Steve Altoni and Credit Cowboy is going to be fantastic. We're going to talk all about credit repair. We'll give you guys a couple of little pieces since he's here, you know, recording with me today. And then tomorrow, though, you guys will get the whole thing. And then next weekend, like I said, we'll have Assessor County Assessor. Let me get that out. L.A. County. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Los Angeles County. Ooh. Tax Assessor Jeffrey Prang. I was moving a little bit faster than my tongue could go.
Uh-huh.
But we will have him on to talk to us all about property taxes and what can you do maybe to save a little bit. A lot of money sitting on the table from Los Angeles County homeowners. And I guarantee you that Orange County and all of the rest of the counties in California are not any different. They've probably got many of the same programs and plans, and there's just as many homeowners that are out there leaving money on the table. So you guys don't want to miss that one either, especially if you will be a new homeowner. You want to know what you need to do once you actually get into that house. What do you need to file? So good stuff coming aboard. We've got a great show today.
We do have a great show today. It will not affect your credit score.
It will
it
not.
About
but it
credit.
Will. It might affect your credit score if you listen and you
this
follow the directions. It is not a hard inquiry today. But, you know, if you follow the directions, you might actually see a bump in your credit score. So
it's a huge show today. But first, it's time for compliance.
It is. So I am Debbie Marcoux. My NMLS license number is 237926. And I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Hey, did Moober get his new truck?
Moober got some new wheels.
Now that, a couple of weeks ago, were we talking about that on the air or off? I can't remember, but
we were talking about it. Yeah, we were talking about it off air, and it kind of goes into our credit segment today. I was actually telling you that he has a better credit score than I do. He just turned 18 less than a month ago. So amazing.
Is that normal? That's normal though.
Is not normal, no.
Oh, yeah.
So typically, you know, you turn 18 years old, you have zero credit. You have no credit score at all. You have no credit, no credit report.
Start you at zero.
You start at zero. You got nothing. You've got no credit. You have no accounts on there. Nothing's reporting. You're at zero. There is no score. And it's actually not even a zero. It's just no score if somebody was to try to pull your credit report. So the things that we try to teach you guys here at Mortgage Mom Radio are all about, you know, how can you get ahead? How can you be financially, financially fit. You know, those are all very important things to everybody, on top of, you know, being a homeowner is one of those pieces of being financially fit. Some of those other pieces are, you know, keeping your debt down low and keeping your credit score high and making sure that your opportunity for better financing is there and it's available. And so there's a lot of pieces that go into your financial fitness or financial freedom, really. So we were talking off air, and you know, Moober is 18, and his car lease that I had gotten.
He's got a Postmates gig or something, right? He's floating around.
He's got gigs all over the place. Uh-huh. He's working for me. He's driving kids. He's working Postmates. He's going to be a lifeguard at Magic Mountain this year at the Hurricane Harbor at this summer. So, you know, he's busy. He's out there. He's working. He's hustling. He's making money. He's bringing it in the door. And, you know, the little car that I got him when he turned 16, the lease was up. It was due. And so we went to turn it in. And, you know, he really, really wanted to have, you know, he wanted a truck. He's a Go Country listener.
But not any truck. He wanted a Dakota, right?
Well, no, he got a Toyota Tacoma.
Tacoma. I always confuse those two.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people really like them. And let me just tell you, it is a fancy little truck. It is very, very cool. I am a Chevy Ford girl all the way. I am definitely an American girl. So I stuck my nose up a little bit when he said he wanted the Toyota. But that's okay. That's what he wanted. And he's hustling. And so I told him, I said, the only way that you're going to get what you want, I mean, his lease was up. We had to get him something, right? I said, but the only way that you're going to get what you want is if we're teaching you about finances. And that is a very important piece. So we talked about it in advance. And as soon as he turned 18, which was, like I said, about a month ago, I went ahead and I added him as an authorized user on one of my credit cards. And so by the time that we went
in. Now, what does that do?
What it does is all of the credit history that I've obtained from that credit card automatically, when he's an authorized user, they take his credit, what's it called? Takes their social security number. I'm sorry. I kind of blanked out for a minute. So they take their social security number and they report all of the account history for that card to your credit report. So even though he hasn't had that card for 7 years or 10 years that I've had that card, he just got instant credit history. Just boom. And so what it did is it gave him a credit score. Now, trust me, he is 18 years old. He does not have the card in his hand. He is not using the card. He is not charging on the card.
So this is a technicality is what you're saying.
What this is it is a mom. Mm-hmm. It is a mom looking towards his future to help him get himself established. And so in order to do that, just like I tell my clients that either have no credit or they're trying to fight back from a bankruptcy and they need to rebuild credit, you know, I'll tell them you've got to reestablish 3 to 4 good accounts from the time of bankruptcy or when you first get credit and you're trying to build credit history. You need to have 3 or 4 good accounts. And so that's what I'm trying to work through with him. And I told him, you know, we're going to do this. So I got him a credit score within a month. He had a 736 credit score with one credit card that was mom's as an authorized user. So we went out to the car dealership and I said, the only way I'm signing on the dotted line is if we can get him on the loan as well. And his credit score was good enough to go on that loan. So he now has a car loan. And he now has a credit card and he's 18 years old and he's got a 736 credit score. So there are ways to do it. And that's what Steve is going to be talking to us about, our credit cowboy. He's going to be talking to us about the ways of not just repairing credit, but what are the tools, the tricks of the trade to get your credit score as high as possible? You know, if you and your wife want to buy something together, me as a lender, I have to run both credit report, or, you know, both of your credit reports. And I'm not pulling just one credit bureau. I'm pulling three. And I need to use the middle score for the lowest borrower. So, Barry, let's just pretend you and me are married.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Where do we go for our honeymoon? Is it somewhere in Fiji, I hope?
Tahiti.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah,
went Tahiti. My suntan is gone now.
It's
now
on.
We're
you're
like,
bronzed.
Okay.
You're ready to go. Okay. And my credit score, let's just pretend, is 650. And let's say your credit.
Oh, we'd never get married if you're a
Never.
No, I'm just
and
kidding.
Your credit score, let's pretend, is a 750.
Uh-huh. Okay. 753. Thank you.
There you go. All right. So we both go to apply for the loan. And we're going to use my.
Would that make it a 13? No.
Would it make it a 13?
A credit score, combined credit score?
No.
It wouldn't make it, no.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to use my credit score. So that's what's going to be utilized in order to determine what interest rate that you get, what loan program that you're eligible for. So even though you've done a fantastic job, fiance maybe didn't do a fantastic job, but you need fiance's income to qualify, you are now downgraded basically to the programs and interest rates that she would qualify for, even though you've worked so hard on your credit. So the workshop tomorrow and all of the things that Steve's going to be talking about are, and maybe that 650 credit score is just because she's got new credit. She just started. She's only...
Do you always have to take the one that's lower?
I have to.
Huh.
That is the way that financing works. So, you know, maybe she doesn't have bad credit. Maybe she's just got new credit. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. All of the different things that you can do to get your credit score as high as possible. So in that situation, let's just say, even though I'm, you know, old enough to be your mom, let's just say that my credit score was a 650 and you're the 750. I might say, you know, hey, Barry, a good idea would be to add me to one of your really established credit cards, because now I'm going
to
get that credit history.
You just do it to one of them?
You're going to pick and choose the accounts that you do it to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give all these tips and advice tomorrow right on YouTube as we're doing our premiere for our credit workshop.
A little tease today.
We're going to give some teases today. Yes, we'll do some teases today. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. But mom does need a minute. So get ready, get prepared. We've got a big show and we'll be right back. The Mortgage Mom. Current interest rate today on an equity line of credit is somewhere around 7 to 7.5% is kind of an average rate today. That equity line of credit is adjustable. It's going to change every time the Federal Reserve changes. But even
it's been happening a lot lately, too.
It's been happening a lot. And even just going as conservative as possible and looking at where the rate would be today on that equity line, where her interest rate was on her first mortgage with her current balance, and looking at what that blended rate was, we were actually able to get her into a 30-year fixed rate with the same blended rate of what she was paying, with no more concern for later or down the road that the equity line of credit would increase in rate, that that monthly payment would go up, that it's an interest only line of credit. So if you make the minimum monthly payment, you're never going to get it paid down or get ahead. Refinancing might give you an opportunity that you're not thinking about. So call me 844-935-3634 or text the word MOM to 474747.